USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida continues to bring extremely strong winds and drop heavy rains across Louisiana and Mississippi as the Category 2 storm moves further ashore. The maximum sustained winds have slowed to 110 miles an hour. The National Weather Service has issued a rare flash flood emergency for parts of New Orleans, Kenner, LaPlace, and the surrounding areas. The combination of storm surge inundating areas around Lake Pontchartrain, as well as consistent heavy rains, prompted the NWS to issue the emergency. The storm continues to push inland into Louisiana and western Mississippi. Forecasters say that Ida will remain a Category 1 hurricane into Monday morning. And the U.S. Embassy has evacuated all of its local Afghan staffers. ABC News reporting that about 2,800 Afghans and their families who work with the American Embassy have been airlifted out of the country, with the last group leaving on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Some experts believe that leaving Afghanistan will create more national security risks for the U.S. Brad Bernards has more.
President Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to remove troops from Afghanistan. George Mason National Security Law Director Jamil Jaffer has another view.
The truth is, though, for 20 years, we've been safe at home in the United States from a mass casualty terrorist attack precisely because we've been fighting this conflict over there and keeping Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the run. We saw what happened in 2013 when we pulled out precipitously out of Iraq. That caused us to have more terrorist threats. We had to go back in. I predict the same thing will happen here.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the state of West Virginia has seen its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the peak of the pandemic in January. The state reported more than 5,300 new cases last week, the highest since the middle of January. It's the latest in a series of surges driven by the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have taken issue with President Biden's decision to keep to the August 31st deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries believes that the decision to withdraw was still the right one. The New York Democrat tells Vox News that the military should be recognized for their mass evacuation operation at the Kabul airport.
First of all, you know, our hearts break for the tragic loss of those 13 brave members of the military who gave their life in service to this country and paid the ultimate sacrifice. I think the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan was exactly the right one. Certainly, it's been a tumultuous few weeks, though it is important to note that more than 114,000 Americans and Afghan allies and women and vulnerable children have been evacuated over the last 2 weeks. That's an extraordinary accomplishment, thanks to our military and the administration. And that actually is an example of American exceptionalism as well. And that shouldn't get lost in the totality of what we have witnessed.
And a majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.